I could hear my own breathing, a heavy panting, louder than anyone's around me. Sweat droplets tickled my forehead, and my muscles burned. Just keep going. Just focus. Push, push, push. A crowd was cheering. I squinted as the low morning sun cast its warm rays on my face. I spotted Mama and Andrew in the bleachers and feigned a smile despite my physical misery.
Go, Esau!
Andrew yelled.
You're almost there!
Always the cheerleader. The finish line was visible as I picked up my pace. The cheers reached a crescendo, and the applause invigorated me. Mama's high-pitched voice cut through the buzz.
Be careful. Don't you overdo it. It is too much.
I laughed aloud. She's still nagging me, I thought. I looked straight ahead and saw Anna recovering at the finish line, breathing heavily, her skin shining with perspiration. She held her arms open as I used all my might to speed ahead, keep my form, and make it to the end. I finished the 1,500-meter race walk in fifth place. After 13 minutes, my best time, we embraced a power hug, and I didn't want to let go. Oh God, we did it! Praise God, we did it! The power of two survives. Aha! 5.5 months had passed since my 11th hour double lung transplant. I was now participating in the United States Transplant Games in Minneapolis, Minnesota. There were 1,800 athletes whose stories were similar to mine, living testaments to the immense blessing of organ donation. I had survived. Visions of my death had haunted me since I was a little girl, and finally, the end had come. It had all happened so quickly that I hardly had time to stop. Take in the moment and wonder in disbelief that I was going to die. I never imagined my CF could take over so suddenly, that within weeks my health would spiral to critical condition, and that the rampant war inside my lungs could so easily overcome my will to live. The night I coded, I had died but been brought back. It had been a pure physical struggle, one of utter exhaustion, a grotesque mortal wasting. A total bodily shutdown. Days before my death, I had turned off emotionally. I was in survival mode, and feelings didn't matter. I could share my wishes directly with my family and could express myself with composure. Spiritually, though, I was fully alive. My dying was peaceful, soothing, safe. I saw the light, and I no longer needed to fear death. I felt a tremendous divine calm, a reassurance that everything would be okay. I repeatedly told those around me that there would be a miracle. They may have dismissed these affirmations as mere delusions, confusion caused by pain medication, or proof of the power of denial. But there was a presence that uplifted me in my final hours. As I began to cross over, the presence gave me elation and ecstasy that made the process of dying almost pleasurable. I still don't know what the future holds, but I will carry this sense of security about my dying until the final end. I was not in control of when I would die. It wasn't my time. I was still meant to be with Anna, Andrew, and my family. 7 months after my transplant, our family gathered in Lake Tahoe for our first family vacation free from CF. As we hiked among golden aspens and alpine meadows, Anna and I raced ahead of the others, oblivious to the high elevation.
This is awesome,
Anna exclaimed, holding her hands high above her head. I took in a deep breath, my lungs expanding, and felt the fresh air permeate my entire being. Mama, Dad, and Ryuta followed us. And I could hear Mama panting. Wait up, Mama cried from a distance. You are too fast.
Yeah, Ryuta said, wheezing. Some of us are still on our first pair of lungs.